When it comes to conflict, which hills are you willing to die on? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we want to look at what a Christian's goal should be when there are differing opinions and beliefs. A hint? It has to do with the Great Commission. And then stay tuned as we celebrate a significant anniversary with a well-known ministry. But first, we'll start with a topic that everybody's still talking about. The United States is awash in discord following the presidential election. Stories of hate crimes have flooded social media. Police are investigating one such report of the assault on two Muslim women on two different college campuses last week. In all the noise, it's hard to know what's really going on. But what we do know is this. Muslims, among other minorities, are afraid. So how can we help without adding to the noise? We asked that question of Bob Blinko, president of Frontiers USA.
Election or not, what we have is a movement of the Lord in our time to bring near to Christians the people who have never been Christian and who will become Christians by the witness of their Christian neighbors.
He says we have to put aside our fears to start loving and building into the lives of the people around us. In other words, don't let the election and the subsequent arguments become a distraction.
Nothing is more important than that we take the initiative now to share the good news of Christ. Yes, in such a time as this, with our Muslim neighbors and people that we are meeting, God's going to put in our path.
And the best way to start is by remembering the grace that was shown to us when we first heard the gospel. Blinko shares some practical ways to get connected, and we've shared those with you at missionnews.org. And when Pastor Kamal in India got a call from someone in his congregation, he was shocked to hear that the church had been vandalized. Pastor Kamal went to the church that night and found saffron-colored flags tied around the church and a nearby cross. And one of the church windows was shattered and the chairs inside destroyed. Now, Pastor Kamal works with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India as a children's Bible club leader and church planter. Mission India's Eric Morsehead says they recently heard of the vandalism case and says the saffron flags are significant.
They wrapped everything in the church with a saffron cloth, which is a specific kind of orange that ties into the Hindu fundamentalist movement, where they would rather see the nation of India just be 100% Hindu.
Ultimately, the gospel ministry for Pastor Kamal and other ministry partners with Mission India hasn't changed.
Their hearts are filled with the love of Jesus, and so they're just going there loving people, and this happens more often than not, unfortunately. And so we're just praying that Pastor Kamal is just encouraged by his congregation and also by our prayers.
Morsehead's also asking you to lift the attackers in prayer.
Pray for those who vandalize the church and that they would be transformed by the love of Jesus and that they become part of Pastor Kamal's congregation.
And finally, today's one to celebrate because it marks InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's 75th official year serving students. But the ministry's been serving them for far longer than that. And to commemorate it, InterVarsity's president Tom Lynn is sharing just a little bit of InterVarsity's humble beginnings. Fun fact, it wasn't American-born.
Our official beginning, you know, when we were incorporated, was in November 1941. But the roots of the movement are really with students at the University of Cambridge in England. So in 1877, there was a group of Christian students who wanted to meet together and to pray, to study the Bible, to share the gospel with fellow students. And so they started a group, and eventually they formed what was called the British InterVarsity.
Despite the changes to make InterVarsity what it is today, certain things have remained the same.
And from the very beginning, that group had a concern to take the gospel all over the world. You know, so evangelism and discipleship and mission were present even at the very beginning of this campus ministry.
We share more on InterVarsity's history and how its staff plans to celebrate in the full story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.